Okay, I think it's about maybe a little time for some message work, sounds like, because it's 10:42 in the evening in the Eastern time zone, the only time zone that matters. Natters.
I said natters.
Natters. N-A-T-T-E-R-S. Yes.
Will you keep me informed on these changes?
I know, but see, you have to say things right, because otherwise Big Fatty's never going to put us on our opening. we don't want to be on his opening, his opener.
Right.
Yeah. Because, you know, if you don't say things right, you know, Big Fatty will just totally ignore you.
Well, I can only be ignored for so long. I mean, you know.
Yes, but Big Fatty can ignore people like no one else's business, let me tell you.
Damn.
I should know. He ignores me all the time.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
We don't want to be on his opening.
Going well, you we fell off to sleep. It's too bad. Y'all, this is episode 2137 for Wednesday the 6th of April, and y'all, I'm not quite sure why I drifted off for a little nip-a-nap there at the beginning of the little show, but y'all did, because y'all, I will tell you this, Monday night, I had trouble falling asleep again, and I wasn't up as late as Sunday night, but I had trouble falling asleep. I stayed up and watched the dancing and everything. y'all, that is, what is that? That is some, roasted poke, and y'all had a little popcorn, and some jelly beans. Hey, what a nutritious day of eating you've had. It's true. Maybe that's why I'm falling asleep. It's carbs. It's just nothing but carbs. So anyway, y'all, hopefully tonight Big Fatty will be. We'll be able to go to Never Never Land. Be ready. See y'all today, the 6th of April. Y'all, it is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he is out there in the Bay Area. So nice to name it twice. Y'all, many of you, he is an avid listener to many little shows. And y'all, if you've ever met this person in real life, y'all, he's just one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet. A lot of you may have met him a couple of years there at the Pride 48 in the Las Vegas, y'all. It is none other than that Aunt. Big Ready, we love Aunt. And y'all, Aunt, Aunt's been to, I think Aunt's been to, both of Big Fatty's meet and greets out in the San Francisco. Y'all, Ant was also, you know, at those meet and greets, he was also Johnny on the spot. He was the first to get his hands up under the kilt. Big Fatty, the poor thing, he must be delirious, it's true. But y'all, he came back for more. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, if you see, and y'all, he was in the chat room at Stick It With a Pope. poke this weekend, but y'all, he wasn't feeling well. So, in addition to wishing him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all wish him a good get well wishes, and Big Fatty, I hope that Aunt gets to have a big old piece of cake. The Vader and Bacon Show. Big Fatty, lovely. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, my gosh. I just got one of my favorite calls. Of course, the only reason I answer these crazy, stupid numbers is because I have kids out there. And a kid in Colorado or whatever snowed in on a work trip or whatever. So anyway, it says we would like to give you a lower interest rate on your credit card. And so anyway, I select the one button or whatever, and the guy comes on the phone, and I go, I'm so excited. Thank you for calling me about my credit card. And I have a 0% interest credit card right now. I can't wait to hear what you're going to give me. You're going to probably give me money. And he goes, yes, man, we are. We're going to give you money. And then he promptly hangs up or whatever. So anyway, of course, I probably have to pay $100 on my cell phone bill for making a call to India or wherever the guy was from. But anyway, all right, we're going to get rich. This means more contests, right? So when is the next contest, Bart? I can't remember. Do I have to buy another package of postcards? What the heck was the next I can't remember what the next contest was going to be. Oh, he was going to be letting people, make phone calls or whatever. So, send in e-letters or something. Anyway, all right. Well, looking forward to it. I'm so bored. Okay, so I got to tell you something. This is my true confession. I kind of like playing the video game that I'm playing, and that's the reason I haven't been making Words with Friends moves. So my apologies to everyone I dogged out for ignoring Words with Friends when they got hung up on Candy Crush and the Cats game or whatever. And I totally forgot about this with Buddy. So anyway, I'll be better. I promise at least the moves with you, Fart, and Laughing Buddha and Moose. And, of course, Bjorn. And Lori. Okay, so anyway. All right, well, see ya.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is... Yes, Woodhaven. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. It's always lovely to hear from you. You know, you bring up a good point. We did not have a contest during March, and we don't have one going on here in April. And I believe Gus Chad said he was going to do one in June or July. I don't remember which it was, but y'all, that means that May, May, if somebody wanted to sponsor a content contest, I'm sure Digger could come up with a brand new and original a bumper for us if somebody was interested in that. But y'all, did we have a contest in March? Is that when? No, I don't think we. Well, I don't know. Did we? Anyway, we've had one from that Peter G and Kathy Marshall, and we had a Gus Chad, and Miss Bacon did one. I don't know. Maybe there was one in. No, I don't think there was one in March. So so y'all, if you're interested in sponsoring a May contest, just let Big Fatty know. Big Fatty, and she's playing on those computer games. You know, she's playing with that one of those game night gals. May I think she wants to become a game night gal and join Brian and Curtis and get a groove on. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's me, Larry Vader.
Oh, Mr. Vader! Oh, you're gonna be Mr. Vader! is Oveda, and Veda, you are caller number 3300 here on the BFO. Big thing, that's exciting. What you got to say, Veda?
Vader, V-E-D-R.
With my first call to the new voice letter number. Oh, Big Fatty. This is your bad behavior update. And I had to tell someone, and when I thought about that, I mean, who am I going to tell? Burke Frother and his 13 little listeners. So, I'm out of town this weekend, and it's the Easter weekend, and I...
Big Fatty, why did you hang up on Oveda? I didn't hang up on Veda. Big Fatty's the 3300th call, I know. And, Veda, thank you so much for your inaugural call. Call to the new voice letter number. Big Fatty, you've been holding that one a while. It's true. And I'm sorry that that the mechanical hung up on you and you couldn't tell us about bad behavior. Big Fatty, maybe he'll call back. There's always plenty of bad behavior.
Hey, Bart, it's Bacon. God, I'm sure to miss you when this phone number goes dead. But anyway, I just got to making bone broth. My phone bar is yellow. Okay, so anyway, battery bar. This will come as no surprise to half the people in the planet. It's at 21%. I just got done making bone broth. Now, I don't know, like, what I'm going to... Okay, never mind. So I put it back in the oven. I cooked it for 24 hours at 170. And it was just a ham bone. And then I fed Smelly the ham that was floating in the water. And I just strained out the carrots and the celery and the rest of the ham pieces. And I put those in a plastic bag. And we're going to go drive down the road. And I'll just walk them out, like, along a tree and dump them out there so that, like, some animal can eat it. Hopefully they won't trace it back to my house with the smell on the food. I'm not going to leave the bags. I'll throw the bags in the garbage. But anyway, so I just made bone broth. And can you even hear me? Happy birthday, Daniel, belated. God, was that last year when we did the bongo song for him? Darn it. Well, my sidekick's not home anyway. So, you know, she's all mature and have a car now. So she's never home, her and her friend.
Yeah. Dick, I see y'all. That, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, what did she say she made? Well, I had to listen to this a couple of times. Because, y'all, I thought she said that she made bone bark. And I didn't understand what that meant, but y'all, I think she said she made bone broth. And y'all, if you're gonna cook a ham bone, and make broth and cook it with vegetables and everything, y'all, why wouldn't you just make soup and keep the vegetables in there and everything? Big Fatty, because then the beavers in the area wouldn't have any delicious vegetables, and she's always looking out for Miss Beaver's relatives. Yes, Big Fatty?
Part of the bacon, so I'm eating bone broth. I'm not eating bone broth. I'm drinking bone broth, and I'm, like, so disgusted thinking about it. Like, I'm near... When is vomit week? You have shark week, but no vomit week? All right. Well, anyway, God, it's getting to be the end of the month, and I'm not going to be able to call you anymore because this is the number. This is my number, 206-337-1438. It's dead, so... I'm dead. Okay, speaking of which, I'm dead. I'm playing this video game or whatever, and I just got, like, the most awesome hand cannon. Now I need to learn how to shoot it from the hip. Now, I didn't know what shoot it from the hip meant, but I just watched a video or whatever that was 4 minutes and 48 seconds long, and now I know how to shoot it from the hip. So, all right, well, gosh. This bone broth, I gotta just, like, chug it down. Okay, like, what grosses me out about it is Google bone broth, and this message is for Mark, I think. So I had taken the picture of the chicken legs in the grocery store or whatever, and that is one of the recommendations to making a good healthy bone broth, is putting in those legs. All right, well, oh, I wish I had, like, had like someone who lived close to me who knew how to cook, who could make like cool meals and invite me over to eat. All right.
Y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon, and Miss Bacon, thank you again for the call. Big Fatty, if she doesn't like it, why did she make it? I don't know. But Miss Bacon, if it is so vile, if it is so vile as you're describing, perhaps you can get Smelly to hook up a defense system around the Bacon castle. Use that, you know, much like the old gal uses the deer urine sprinklers out there in Walnut Hills to keep the intruders away. Maybe you could just shoot them with bone broth, and then all they do is they stand out in the front yard and vomit. Vulgar.
Where to hydrogen? This thing is slower than the old voice lettering system. I'm halfway home by the time it beeps. Big Freddy, it's me, Larry, Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
With your Miss Shirley at the Target and the Chipotle update. So, first of all, I went to the Target. It's the Wednesday after Easter because, you know, I really needed cat food. But I also went because I was like, there might be some 50% off Easter candy. And Big Fatty, there was more than a little bit. I'm just going to say, there was a shit ton of the Easter candy. So I bought some. I'm not going to bring it to the coal mine, but I bought some. And cat food. And Miss Shirley, she was just going on and on and on. And then she had to give me a hug. And she was like, I'm going to get you a red card one day. And I was like, I don't know why I don't have one. And so then we chatted a little bit. And then I went on over to the Chipotle because you gave me the coupon, and I got my free chips and salsas, even though I didn't really want the salsas, just the chips. But the big news from the day, Forward Friday. I don't know how, what the gas has eroded in it, but that laptop he took up to Canada, it must have been the proximity to Granny. I don't really know. I mean, it's shot. It is motherboard corroded, just toxic chemicals leaking out of it. It is rent with a capital R. So my condolences. So let's go shopping at the Apple Stack store and we can have some lunch somewhere. So all right, well, I gotta go because we're braking now because the car is coasting down the highway. I gotta run because I got a bowl to eat and I've got some Reese's eggs to devour. Okay, yeah, Vader out.
Y'all, that of course is old Vader.
Oh, be around when Daniel and Adam are in town.
Oh,
and I'm only saying that because after the first 10 minutes, they're going to want another place to stay, and the Vader family guest room is under renovation.
Oh, okay. Y'all, that of course is old Vader, and Vader, thank you so much for the call. If we're looking for some place to eat, maybe I think we may have an inn. For a little place that makes a bone broth. Be ready. The Vader and Bacon Show. Yes, Big Ready. I wonder if Miss Shirley knows how to make a lovely bone broth. Vader's out there all the time. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. Larry Klein was, he was out sick on, Tuesday in the coal mine. Big Fatty maybe got a bad batch of bone broth. You never know about these things. You just never know. At the beginning of today's little show, Big Fatty, who was it? I don't remember. I think I was taking a little nip-a-nap then, but a nip-a-nap-inducing person? What did you think of the bone broth today?
We don't want to be on his opening.
Oh, Big Fatty, that was David.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.